Music lovers around the globe are paying homage to a composer who once overshadowed his renowned father. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston discovers Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach.
Why is it that some gifted composers fall out of favor over the years only to achieve a resurgence or posthumous popularity? This year, festivals, exhibitions, and all CPE Bach programs are using the occasion of the 300th birthday of J.S. Bach's second son, Carl Philipp Emanuel, to build on a rebirth of interest in his music.
As a composer, he's not as well known as he should be, I think. And this is kind of a reversal in his time. When you talked about a Bach in the 18th century, you were probably talking about Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach rather than Johann Sebastian.
Temple University music professor Stephen Zohn says Bach's inventive pieces for orchestra, chorus, keyboard, flute, cello were so unusual in the mid-1700s that Carl Philipp Emanuel was considered to embody a new popular notion.
During his lifetime, he was identified as an original genius, maybe the original genius. This concept of a musical genius was new in the 18th century.
Later on, both Haydn and Beethoven noted CPE's singular influence.
Because he was very original. He wrote music that didn't sound like other people. He wrote music that seemed to express his individuality. And that's really an idea that became more popular in the early 19th century.
CPE Bach moved classical music forward from the mannered Baroque to a new freedom of expression. Mozart said, "He is the father, and we are the children."
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.